When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office warns residents of asphalt paving scam. Paso Robles teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paving scams reported in the county. The Sheriff's Office says they received calls regarding these scams in the Wasna Township in January and again last week in Napomo. These incidents involve individuals posing as contractors who approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services. The Sheriff's Office says that the scammers allegedly claim they have leftover materials from a nearby job and can pave a driveway quickly and at a reduced price. The work performed is often substandard, the Sheriff's Office says, and sometimes they demand more money than what was verbally agreed upon once the job is finished. They use high-pressure tactics to rush homeowners into making an immediate decision and insist on cash-only payments. The Sheriff's Office advises residents to verify the contractor's license and insurance through the California Contractor's State License Board and require a written contract for work. Caltrans announced there will be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8 p.m. The closure will last until Friday at 8 a.m. The affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelan Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Caltrans says crews will be finalizing repairs to the highway from a major rock slide in December. Travelers are advised to use Highway 46 as a detour, using the 33 to return to the 41 at Reef Station and to allow for 30 extra minutes of travel time. Passerable's teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Passerables Joint Unified School District has announced that one of its teachers has become the recipient of the 2026 Special Education Impact Award by the San Luis Obispo County Special Education Local Plan Area, or SELPA. The award recognizes individuals across San Luis Obispo County who demonstrate exceptional dedication, innovative teaching practices, and a strong commitment to supporting students in special education, according to the district. The recipient of the 2026 award is Megan Wortman, who will be recognized at the Passerables School Board meeting on April 28th. We are incredibly proud of Megan and the care, expertise, and passion she brings to her students each day, PRJUSD Special Education Director Stephanie Schofield said. Her work reflects the very best of what we strive to provide for all learners in Paso Robles. The City of Paso Robles announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event, as always, will be held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. This session will include a presentation from the Paso Robles Police and Fire Departments, highlighting key public safety initiatives and trends impacting the community, including growth in the city's long-term planning for public safety services. Updates will be provided on the Public Safety Training Center, as well as the implementation of the Drone First Responder Program, according to a release from the city. The fire department will also provide updates on fire hazard severity zone designations, wildfire preparedness efforts, and more. Coffee will be provided at the event, and no pre-registration is required. PG&E says thousands of Central Coast residents qualify for their low-income assistance programs but are not enrolled. The programs include the California Alternate Rates for Energy, or CARE, and Family Electric Rate Assistance, or FERA. CARE provides eligible customers with a monthly discount of 20% or more on gas and electricity bills, and FERA provides a monthly discount of 18% on electric bills for households with three or more people. PG&E says in San Luis Obispo County alone, over 8,700 customers are eligible for FERA, and only 686 are enrolled. For CARE, as many as 30,000 residents are eligible, with 17,000 enrolled. For more information and guidelines on eligibility requirements of each program, you can go to pge.com. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 124-116, the Celtics over the Warriors 120-99, the Pelicans beat the Clippers 124-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the 76ers, the Clippers will go against the Pelicans, the Lakers will face the Heat, the Bucks will go against the Jazz. In California news, more information on the allegations against Cesar Chavez are being brought to light. Labor rights activist Dolores Huerta says that she was one of the women sexually assaulted by Chavez more than 60 years ago, saying that she stayed silent because she feared her words would hurt the farm worker movement. Huerta joined Chavez in 1962 to co-found the National Farm Workers Association, which would become the United Farm Workers of America. Huerta condemns Chavez's actions, but emphasized that the farm worker and labor rights movements are bigger than just one person. A small desert community in Southern California has tied the record for the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. amid this heat wave. North Shore, California reached 108 degrees yesterday, tying the record reached by Rio Grande City in Texas back in 1954. Uber says it plans to invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. The plan is to launch 10,000 robo-taxis with 40,000 more in 2030. The company said that initial deployments are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028, and it will expand to 25 cities in 2031. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. President Donald Trump has called for an investigation into possible price fixing and other violations in the beef packing industry. The move follows ongoing debate about market concentration among packers. RCAF United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard says the timing aligns with the organization's current lawsuit involving the packing sector.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will be introducing legislation to break up the packers. The first thing they were going to do is prohibit packers from maintaining separate species within their production cycle. In other words, where the large packers now control beef, pork, and chicken. Apparently, this bill is going to require them to select just one. Large packers can only have one line of meat protein.
The legislation would also set limits on concentration levels in both regional and national cattle markets. Oversight authority would fall under the Federal Trade Commission.
We've got an antitrust issues being worked through in the judicial system. We have the executive branch who's been calling for investigations into the concentration issue, and now we have Congress weighing in. So all three branches of government are now intensely focused on this issue of unprecedented concentration that is limiting competition within the entire beef supply chain. And of course, that is harmful.
RCAF USA's Bill Bullard.
Are you looking for a bull that can perform in the big country? Black Summit Cattle invites you to their annual production sale Friday, March 20th at 1 o'clock in Powell, Wyoming. Selling 103 PAP-tested Sim Angus bulls developed for large pastures, high desert country, and built for longevity. Plus 5 registered open heifers and 50 commercial heifers. Black Summit specializes in producing cattle that make your life easier and your operation more profitable. For details, visit blacksummitcattle.com or bid live at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Support Australia Warbirds Museum on Wednesday, April 1st for pizza and movie night. Into Flight Once More is a 65-minute documentary of C-47s and DC-3s flying over New York City to Duxford, UK for the D-Day 75th anniversary. Our own local heroes were on Betsy's biscuit bomber. Aerial footage shows formation flying and Jumpers over Normandy. Pizza by the slice and drinks are available for purchase. Please register online at ewarburgs.org so they know how many pizzas to order.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas is inviting the organization's members to advocate at the state capitol in Sacramento this spring on issues that affect California farmers and ranchers. More often than not, elected officials genuinely want to do the right thing, but they can't possibly be experts in every industry. Unless we take the time to explain how proposals affect agriculture, they simply won't know, Douglas said this month in an AgAlert commentary. The Farm Bureau's Calling on the Capitol series will bring farmers and ranchers from across the state to Sacramento, where they will meet with state lawmakers and legislative staff. The series will include visits to the Capitol on April 21st, May 2nd, and May 26th. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, continuing into Thursday next week. Upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, continuing into Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday. 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morro Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower after yesterday's sell-off. Investors are considering another rise in crude oil prices. Olive Garden's parent company, Darden Restaurants, is reporting an upbeat quarter. The restaurant giant says Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, Yard House, and Cheddar Scratch Kitchen each significantly exceeded their benchmark. Darden shares up 1%. Signet Jewelers' quarter was stronger than expected, though sales slightly declined from a year ago. The period included the holiday season, shares up 4%. Micron Technologies earnings nearly tripled in the recent quarter, but Micron shares have more than quadrupled in value over the past 12 months, and Micron shares are down 8%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals, same store, same location since 1968. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on Supervisor John Pashong. Don't forget, we're having the change here of equipment, so the show will be fine and on and so forth, but you will not be able to call in. You can text in to that. That's for today, and hopefully everything will be back to normal tomorrow. Can't wait. Okay, let's see here. On the text, mail, this regarding the conversation last hour from about the mail and service and the billions of dollars that the United States Post Office continues to lose. Again, for those just waking up, The U.S. Post Office has consistently operated at a loss for nearly 20 years, with net losses totaling roughly $109 billion from fiscal year 2007 through 2024. Let's see here, $9 billion net loss for the 2025 fiscal year. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I want to talk about something that goes through the news every day these days, and has been for a while, about food and farming. We are allowing suits with ties to shut down our food. And if we don't be careful, we're going to have food shortages to go along with everything else. If you don't pay attention to the ag report at 5 minutes to six in the morning, or some of the news that's going through about farming, you're making a mistake, because this governor has done anything and everything he can to drive farming out of this state, period. That's his goal. And we are going to suffer for that. And I don't want to start fighting for my food. I'll start growing my own, I guess. I have plenty of property to do that on. But the bottom line is this. Why are we allowing it?
I know some of Newsom's programs, but did he say that he is intent on driving farming out of California? It's what our biggest industry.
No, he never tells you what his actual goal is, if we're talking about Gavin Newsom. You have to remember that Gavin Newsom has never had to worry about food or money or anything else.
Cody, we know all the little boy stuff and so forth, but I'm playing here is, why would he want farming to leave the state?
Oh, for so-called environmental progression.
Okay.
He's blown up a couple of dams on in Oregon. He partnered in that, and he's keeping. He wants to drive agriculture and the pollution that it does create. You're not going to grow food without some pollution, and you can keep growing it because the land, apparently, since we've been in business 250 years and been growing on the same land for all of that time, is apparently pretty resilient. Because it keeps producing crops after crop after crop. And there are people, fortunately for us, that don't grow our own food, who grow food for us. But now they have to deal with government. Besides the instability of trying to grow a crop, depending on the weather, and they are, why are we allowing government to intervene? For what? For what? The environment? The environment's just fine. Everybody's all worried about the environment. Well, so what? If we get to the point where the environment is not tolerable for us, we'll either figure out a way to live in the environment, or we'll all be gone. That's the name of the game. Ask those people at Pompeii if they're having a nice day. That's possible. Nature is actually in charge, not man. And nature is how we get our food. And if we keep fooling around with people who are willing to do the hard work of farming and take the chances that they take, putting stuff into the ground, putting money into the ground, depending on the weather, to make a profit. That's what a farmer does. And right now, they're involved, again, in taking away the water for the farmers in the Central Valley. I mean, that's a war that's been going on for several years now. I know, because we have a war going on over our water here. And if you don't think people are trying to control your water, you would be mistaken. I've seen them all. Every day we go to a meeting, they're there. Well, same guys.
Cody,
for 12 years now, same guys.
Well, this probably is not a surprise, but when you think of water and food, Now, those are pretty important for us to survive, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. How many people do you think, and I don't mean it from the standpoint of that we need it, but how many people do you think the issue of water and our food supply, they give a damn about?
They don't take, they take it for granted because
right.
the system is so good.
Right. That and that's it. That's why it's hard to, particularly in water, when you start to get into, you know, the numbers of acreage fit. People don't know that. They can't figure it out. They don't want to follow it because it is, you're right. We take these things for granted. We go to the store. We don't know where the food came from. It's on the shelf. I'm taking it home with me. I turn on the faucet. My water's there. End of day.
Right. Except if where you live and where I live, you turn on the water and it doesn't come out, you got to figure out why. You're your own water district.
Well, right. But, again, that's a choice that people make, but
that is the choice that we make. That's correct.
And the reason why the people in the suits can do this and try to manipulate the water and keep hurting the ranchers and the farmers because, again, the general public doesn't know anything about it, and my guess is they don't want to because that would take something known as an effort.
Yes. It's quite an education. You know, I've been following it and being involved in it for 12 years. I can tell you I know more about water now than I ever thought I'd have to. And I know about how it... there's not a... we have pocket water here. We've always had it. You can move 10 feet over and find water, and the well that you're replacing has sulfur in it. Go figure. Nobody knows about... what kind of water you're going to get when you drill a well around here. But nonetheless, you have water, plenty of it. But they're trying to tell you that you don't. And I drilled a new well 3 or 4 years ago. I had to because mine got bent by an earthquake. I had a steel casing because the well was so old, and it moved around the corner. Yeah, that's right. The steel casing bent. We couldn't read how high the water was.
I bet if you went out just in public and did a man on the street and just walked up to almost anybody and said, you know, have you voted for any water bonds in the last 10 or 15 years? Okay, and they say yes. Do you know the extent of money that we have voted to preserve or get more water dams, whatever you want to call it, water projects in this state in the last 20 years?
Billions.
Billions. How much has been done?
None.
None.
Nothing. Not a one.
Right. And the same people will then, there'll be another bond for more of the same things that we're not getting, and they'll say, oh, yeah, well, we need this. And they'll vote for it, not knowing that you got at least $20 billion that we passed that has done nothing.
Correct. Or they'll anoint themselves an authority because that's all the authority has done. They have not been passed by anybody in state government or county government, period. They've just said, we're the new authority. And they want to control your water. They definitely want your water. I'm a de minimis user, so are you. We don't use that much. We don't need for their attention. Sorry, no. And we don't need a water district to control the water. When water gets scarce, some of the farmers around here that grow grapes, we are a grape region, of course, as everybody knows, but we don't eat those grapes. We make wine out of them. So, the label of agriculture has become tenuous for some people because they're not raising food. And, of course, they're all working in their vineyards right now. We have to get pruned and tied and all of that. And good for them. They've taken good care of the vineyards. I'll give them that much. But the bottom line is this. I give up when you're going to try and steal my water and control my water. You want to control a de minimis user who doesn't use much All we do is come out here, drill a well, and build a house. And that's all we've done here. And all of my neighbors have done the same thing out here. Very same. They're all dependent on a water well. So now somebody wants to control the water. They want to charge you for something you already have. And the bottom line for me is no, no, and no. That goes for the school board, too.
Well, when you look at government, and particularly progressive, one word that you're going to see continuous, and it's the word that you used, it's control.
That's right.
They want to control health care. They want to control what we read and what we write, and they want to control what we say, and they want to control what we think. That is, in essence, that is total. They want to totally dominate and control you.
Well, if they want to do a study on control, let's take a look at the children. Let's see how they turn out. Let's follow them for 10 or 15 years and see what a massive shutdown, a COVID incident will affects the mental health of young people. It isn't good, I can tell you that. I don't have children in school anymore. If I did, I'd be down there standing in the principal's desk every morning. This is ridiculous that educators are promoting, teaching young people something that doesn't exist, transgenderism. That's how ridiculous we've become. We're worried about chasing transgenderism around, teaching young people that you can become something else, and you cannot. I refuse to buy into this thing. I refuse. I don't care what kind of name you want to be called.
Yep.
Doesn't matter to me.
Nope, DNA doesn't change. We got another call.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. All right, do call back at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Why wouldn't UPS be losing money? I've always wondered why it was free. It's a service we pay for every other. Well, it's the government guarantees that. And we do pay for the services. I look at your stamps. Look how much they cost. But again, people are mailing less letters. People are mailing less bills back because of technology. That's it. And let me see here. Okay. Stevie Nicks. Oh, no. This is from some other day. All right, let's see here on this asphalt scam. I got this from an expert. Good morning, Kevin. To answer your question about anything illegal, these guys are usually from out of state. Some have California contractor's license, some do not. Anytime you pave a driveway and do work in the right-of-way, it requires an encroachment permit from the county, city, or state to tie into the road. This is done to ensure proper drainage and work is done correctly. There are high-pressure sales tactics, and from experience, and they are double, triple the normal price. We never have leftover asphalt as we buy what we need for the job. Once the asphalt gets cold, it is no good. They leave a mess when they get done alongside the side of the road that someone, such as the county, has to clean up. Also, their work usually does not last as long because they're using the wrong type of materials. Call a local contractor for a price. We have always had a better price than the gypsies, fly-by-nights, and door knockers, and thanks. You know, one thing that Chris reported in the story is said that they have, Chris, what was that, the agreement, and sometimes that they ask for more?
Yeah, they ask for more once it's finished.
Okay, so these are verbal agreements, I think you said.
Yes.
Okay, well... you
you've paid them, and tell them to leave. Because from a standpoint, in California, oral agreements are generally valid and legally binding, provided they contain the necessary elements of a contract, an offer, acceptance, and consideration. While enforceable, they can be difficult to prove in court, and certain agreements, such as those involving real estate, are lasting over. Anyway, my guess is if you just tell these dirtbags, look, we agreed on the price of $500. You're not getting one more cent out of me. Call the police. Take me to court. They won't do it. They simply won't do it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, if people's blood pressure wasn't enough about water issues, I got my homeowner's insurance bill. And on there, that has the premium, which went up another $500 this year. There's the California Fair Plan temporary supplemental fee. So as I understand it, the California Fair Plan was home insurance that the state put up when people couldn't get insurance for their homes. And so when looking it up, it turns out they've run out of money. And so now they've gone to the insurance companies and said, you need to charge the supplemental fee on your bills because we expect money from you. Yeah, the California Earthquake Authority, when they were out of money, they just write everybody a letter and go, sorry, we're out of money. They didn't come and ask the insurance companies to cover a temporary supplemental fee. And I'm just dumbfounded that they can do this.
Well, so did you talk to your agent?
No, not yet. We looked it up on the internet, and you know, under the fee, and it's not something the insurance companies have any control over whatsoever. It's what the state has mandated from them.
Yeah, I guess we want the state to get involved with more of our lives, don't we?
Yeah, well, just the whole thing. I just saw an ad not 2 weeks ago about the California Fair Plan. You know, if you need home insurance, you know, contact us. And it's mind-boggling how they can call it a fee, and here we are, not equality, the equity comes into play here, that we're going to take from the rich and give to the poor, but it hits the middle class the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 2 years ago, my house insurance was like $1,700. The following year, it was $5,100. Then we went and reviewed all of the statistics they had on the house. Well, they had some things in error, so I got it down to $4,100.
Right.
And now it's up another $500 this year, plus the fee that California is redistributing to everybody. But how many homes have been rebuilt? The whole fire water, as I understand, they still don't have water in that reservoir down in L.A. that was empty during the fire. I wish the local news would go, these are the bills that are up in Sacramento. Then maybe we'd know when they're going to slide stuff like this through.
Mm-hmm.
And get response. I think you'd almost need a full-time job to stay on top of it. But anyway, just kind of
Okay.
A temporary supplemental fee. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Same to you. Thank you. Bye. But that reminds me, we just got our workman's comp. Now, again, we're not roofers. You know, we're not, we're radio stationed. Our workman's comp went up again. We haven't had a claim in over 25 years. And our workman's comp goes up every single damn year. And it just ticks me off. Oh, the cost of business. Pushing paper takes a lot.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Paso Robles announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event will be held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. This session will include a presentation from both departments on their growth, long-term planning, and recent updates. Coffee will be provided at the event, and no pre-registration is required.
County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paving scams reported. The Sheriff's Office says individuals posing as contractors approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services from leftover material. The work performed is often substandard, the Sheriff's Office says, and they sometimes demand more money than was verbally agreed upon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. War Secretary Pete Hegseth honors the families of the fallen in Operation Epic Fury.
It's the same from family after family. They said, finish this. Honor their sacrifice.
And says, we fight to win and we are winning. The U.S. increasing the strike package again today against Iran. Oil prices shooting up after the world's largest natural gas field came under attack by both Israel and Iran. Qatar co-owns the Iranian facility, so it's furious. The Trump administration expected to announce measures to bring down U.S. pump prices today. Japan's new conservative prime minister Takeuchi visits the Oval Office and admits it could be very difficult because Trump name-checked her among the allies who refused his request to send warships for the safe passage of oil they mostly use. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny, low to mid-90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And we'll do low 90s, sunny on your Friday. Saturday, well, what are we going to have for Friday and Saturday, maybe even Sunday? Well, upper 80s. And let's see here. That'll be through Tuesday, then mid-80s Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:09 a.m., 7:14 p.m., we're at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. The Paso Robles Children's Museum and Girl Scouts of California Central Coast host free community events for girls and their families. And the free event will take place March 20th, and that would be tomorrow, from 4:30 till 6:30. It's open to girls of all ages who are curious about Girl Scouts and their families. Okay, so enjoy that and check them out. Also, a youngster, Bryson Killian, he was involved in a tragic accident riding his dirt bike. Anyway, Project 625 is a fundraiser built around a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach in an effort to raise money to purchase Bryson an adaptive mountain bike. And this race, or not race, but the run will take place on April 4th. So if you're interested and you'd like to help out with the GoFundMe, you can go to Project 65, and that is GoFundMe.com. Project 65, you'll be hearing more about that. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Of course, it's in Paso Robles.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry, one block north of the park. And remember, offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. If I turn the page this way, it's easier to read. All right, we have, let's see here, Kathy Hansen Rogers, Bob Borba, John Swenson, Steve Weber, Christopher Harrod, Sean Groel, and, oh, looky here, we have one Emily Renault is having a birthday as well. My goodness. I'm sure What's-His-Face is taking care of everything. Yep, Johnny on the spot. All right, the governor, Plymouth Colony, William Bradford, 1590-1657. Dr. Livingston, I presume, David Livingston, 1873. Wyatt Earp, 1848-1929. William Jennings Bryan, 1860-1925. We also have here the 30th governor of California and also the Supreme Court, Earl Warren, 1891-1974. Moms Mabley, the comedian, 1899-1975. Peyton Jordan, coach at Occidental, couple of titles, and also the 68 Olympic coach, won 24 medals at that. 1917, 2009, Teague Andrews, the actor, 1920, 2007, Richie Ashburn, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, 1927, 1997, Gabe Brewer Jr., golf champ, 1932, 2007, oh, here we go, Phyllis Newman, actress, 1933, 2019, talented lady, Ursula Andress, 1936, Frogman Henry, ain't got a home. Remember that from Rush Limbaugh, 1937. Quarterback Joe Capp, 1938-2023. Linda Bird Johnson, the daughter of Lyndon, 1944. Paul Atkinson from the Zombies, 1946. Oh, Pointer Sisters, Ruth Pointer, 1946. Glenn Close, good actress, 1947. Onward we go here with Ricky Wilson from the B-52s, 1953. Derek Longmuir from the Bay City Rollers. My goodness, 1955. Bruce Willis, 1955. Andy Reid, coach, 1958. From the Specials, Terry Hall, the singer, 1959. Jason LaRue, he was a pretty good catcher. He was born in 1974. And let's see here, David Ross, not a bad catcher and also a manager. 1977 and... born in 1988, Clayton Kershaw, a Dodger. I got something to say about that in a minute there. Passing away on this day, Sir Arthur Cook, 2008, creator of Tarzan, Edgar Rice Burroughs, 1950. Also, Calvin DeForest from David Letterman. He was great. He died in 2007. The sleazebag, John DeLorean, 2005. And that is it. All right, I noticed this too late today because I was going to change my Dodger thing that no Dodger can go to the top of the list. But I really like Clayton Kershaw. However, I did not prepare for that. I did not prepare for that. So next year. Next year. Well, you know what? I should because I even though he is a bum, I mean, for the bums, he's not a bum. He's a really nice guy. Nice guy. So I am, for the first time ever, other than Pee Wee Reese, Clayton Kershaw goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Caltrans announced there'll be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8 p.m. and will last until 8 a.m. tomorrow. The affected area will be the 41 east of the Chalam Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33. PG&E says thousands of Central Coast residents qualify for their low-income assistance programs but are not enrolled. PG&E says thousands of residents are eligible, and more information and guidelines on requirements for each program, you can go to pg&e.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
11-time All-Star and a 3-time Cy Young Award, Triple Crown, Gold Glove, also 3-time wins leader, 5-time ERA, and 3-time strikeout leader. You can't ignore that. By the way, he played high school football in Texas. He was a center. His quarterback was Matt Stafford. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.